and land. He's not the soul that are lost in crime. Well, the sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train.
Everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight around the world, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South, and we're glad to have you in here. We got a great one, part 5 of 20 and 12, and we want you to stay tuned to the message tonight. Call a friend, our neighbor, and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on tonight. We'll be on till the midnight hour Eastern Standard Time, and we got a great one for you. As I have indicated, we want you to know what's happening before it happens. You know, the Bible talks about sending the message of revelations, which is actually unveiling the great mysteries in the last days. He talks about that he will give his prophets. He won't reveal anything to anybody. And, you know, today everybody's got a revelation and a psalm to sing about what's happening. Well, we're going to tell you that in the last days there shall be eating and drinking and being merry at the same time. There's going to be an apprehension or a foreboding spirit come upon the righteous. Now, the Bible says that the righteous are taken from the wrath to come. Now, what's the wrath? Well, we were reading last night, we left off, in Revelation chapter 20, where we got down to the seventh verse. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now, if he was bound for 1,000 years, and one day is 1,000 years with Yahweh, and the Bible says that after 2 days, he would revive us, that means that 20 and 12 is the 2012 years. Now, if that's true, after 2 days he's going to revive us, but it says something else there. And after the 3rd day, he will raise us up. So anytime after 2 days, within the 3, we could rightfully say that anytime from here, before the next the next current time frame being 3,000 years after Christ. Here we're 2010 or 11. And if that's true, within the time frame of after 2 days he shall revive us, and the third day he shall raise us up. Within this time frame, we know that Satan got to come. And we know that he knows, because he says he knows. He's a smart guy. And if you notice, here in the last few years, 60 to 65, particularly, much of the UFO activity has been designed by the beings who are pretending to be aliens. They are very conspicuous, going around, and in the days of the atomic age, when it started, that they were warning us that we were fixing to destroy ourselves. Well, now, I'm going to ask you a question. If Satan is coming to Earth, knowing that he has a short time to reign, do you think he's interested in saving you? Don't you think his purpose is to kill you, steal you, and destroy you? First of all, he's got to come here to be accepted by the earthlings. He's trying to further his stay here on the earth, because he's been thrown out of heaven. We found that out here in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. He's been thrown out. So we've got to wonder, and it says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you. And we found that there was a restrainer placed on him when Michael and his angels made war with him and bound him somewhere in the deep. And we have determined that the point of his loosing would be an astronomical sign. Christ said, look for the signs when you see these signs. And here we are with 20 and 12 looming. Not that the world's going to end. It's really, for all practical purposes, it's going to begin after the second day, after 2 days, that's 2,000 years, if we understand the numerical phase that we're in here. And then after the 2,000 years, we're climbing toward the 3,000 year mark, or 3 days, which will be 3,000 years. The Bible said he's going to raise us up. Now, that indicates that there's a great shift of consciousness coming, and who would be the ones to proclaim it? Satan is a counterfeiter. So what is he going to say? He's sending his agents who claim that they're non-human, that they're angels, or aliens, or whatever you want to believe. They mostly leave it up to you, because they don't tell you a whole lot. They do experimentation. They're telling you that their genes, something happened to their planet, and they are dying, and they need genetic infusion. Well, we'll go back to the book of Genesis, and we find that Yahweh cursed. In Genesis 3:15, he cursed the seed of the serpent. Now, he told the woman that she would bring forth in sorrow. Boy, is that ever. He cursed the earth. He didn't curse Adam. He didn't curse his seed. He cursed the earth for Adam's sake, that Adam would now have to gain his living, or to provide his foodstuff, that he'd have to work for it and keep his mind on these things that he shouldn't have to do. He's a God. Adam man is like a God man. He could speak the word and eat off the cosmic energy. We know about argon energy. Some of the great scientists of the past have been imprisoned and killed for revealing some of these energies, like pure energy to free energy that can produce more than it uses. Could use the energy that it makes and then make more than it uses. We have those types of machines already here. The utility companies, the Westinghouse, the Rockefellers, the Mellons, the Rothschilds, and so on and so forth. I do believe that Tesla was sent into this world from the higher country to advance or to give us these types of patents that he patented to help the poor people. And yet the globalists, to gain power and domination, they secured these patents through deception and a number of ways. They kill, steal, and destroy. And we're right in the middle, in the midst, we're coming to a time when there's going to be a pouring up. Now, when these fallen angels are released from the deep, now they've been released, or the restraining order was taken away, and they've been permitted to go and come like Satan was doing, but he hasn't been permitted. Now, he's saving himself for the last one that comes from the heavens, out of the dark, deep hole that we talked about, this black hole, is going to be Satan. Now, the angels who are with him are part of the conspiracy, if you will. These encounters stage to show that there is someone greater than earthlings. Now, they'll prove that. The Bible says that angels are made a little higher than man, but they have a lot in common with man. The evil think a lot. The righteous think a lot. You'll know a tree by its fruit, whether it be angelic or whether it be human. Or, in third case, Adam kind, and I believe there's a difference. Now notice this, when these disguised angels, disguised as aliens, and they will be truly alien, and they're going to prove in convincing rationalization as to why the upper echelon of government should befriend them, in other words, join them, because the Bible says they're going to go out and they're going to convince the kings of the earth to join them and to accept them. They claim, like I said, to be physically weakened, and they need to join their DNA with the integral human DNA to survive. They're refugees from a dying planet. Oh, you only knew where they were coming from. Who need and the help or the sympathetic response that they're getting from the earthlings, especially the kings of the earth, the presidents, and the leaders of the country. Now, currently, this group of beings are portraying themselves as desperate elements of the paranormal, alien walk-ins, ascended masters, the hidden hierarchy, the spirit guide, the channel being, all imparting a similar message of impending disaster and a need for all humanity to unite. Now, you notice that? That's their agenda. That's what's going on today. That's why the new world order is necessary to bring all of the people on earth to agreement that the kings who are gathering together for the people of the earth into a one world order are reuniting that they've been here before. They're going to bring historical documents. They're going to bring DNA similar to what we have, if not exact in some cases. And they're going to prove with this great paradigm shift that they're going to bring. Remember, the 2012 agenda is to raise consciousness. That's what Yahweh said. There's going to be much knowledge increase. Now, let me say that again. In these days, there's going to be much knowledge increase, and people are going to run to and fro. Now, the knowledge that they like to retain is always evil, or to be used evilly, or to use to control others and put you under bondage, the certain people, that they're going to unite mankind against, basically, the children of Yahweh. Now, let me give you a scripture here in the book of Jeremiah, and it is 31:7. And it says this, that 30:7 is the first one. Let me read that one first and quote it to you. And that is, it will be a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, it don't say that the people of the earth it'll be their trouble or their tribulation, because most Christians are deceived thinking that it's going to be a tribulation for everyone, and only the Christians are going to be raptured out to miss it. Say what the Bible says. It says it's the people that these Christians think that they are, if they are sons of Jacob and daughters of Jacob, it's their tribulation, not the world's. And so then, they've got it backwards because they've been deceived by the evangelists and the preachers of the world of the Christian church. They told them that they're going to be raptured out, not to worry about it. It's the wicked. He's going to spend 1,000 years. Now, see what they've got here? 1,000 years. They're going to take up the Christians with him into heaven, and they're going to, you know, run around heaven and visit and talk about the good things and get their luxury chairs and their harps and fiddles and play set on harps, whatever they do. And they're going to be there for 1,000 years, and then Christ is going to come back. Well, that ain't what the Bible says. It says that Satan is going to be here working a short time when he's released from the deep. And astrologically and astronomically, we have the signs in the heavens that 2012 is nothing but a trigger mechanism of celestial time and chosen to take the veil off or the restraining order off and let Satan come to the earth. Now, notice the things that he's got going for him. This non-human intelligence, these angelic beings, claim to be the ancient progenitors of the human race. This is the end time delusion, which would deceive even the elect and lead to the setting up of the Antichrist on the world throne, where he's going to be. Now remember, the Christians are not here. They're going to be raptured out. Note this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, when Satan is here, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all the deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and that for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ and false and they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, that they would deceive the very elect. Now, the elect's still here, according to that. The beings that are pretending to be these aliens have had thousands and even millions of years to implement their deception, to practice it ingeniously. These non-humans have used that time to insinuate into every culture references of an elder race. They keep telling you, we're your brothers, who have long been guiding humans, such as the Nephilim, Genesis 6, their offspring, they admit, the Anunnaki, the White Brotherhood, and so on and so forth. The beings pretending to be aliens have explained that the experimental humans they engineered into existence so long ago have never before emotionally matured, nor have they spiritually evolved to a significant level for contact with their creators. It was necessary, they say, for them to maintain, to educate, and to let man evolve through various techniques that have been given to the spiritual leaders of human history, the shamans, the prophets, the mystery school teachers, the government. Humans need to develop to a greater capacity so that they could come in and then accept the spiritual understanding that these higher, total enlightened ones have. And so that gives you a sense, once they approve of you, to elevate you, and you are now worthy. Now, the spiritual development of mankind has been guided by non-human intelligences whose agenda has been to infiltrate and even instigate religious traditions in all cultures, and that these non-human intelligences are now pretending to be the enlightened aliens, and legends of cultures ranging from Babylonian to Hindu to Native American are laden with beings who possess superior technology after they've been visited by these old, down through the ages. While these beings pretending to be aliens manifest within our own culture and say that they're guiding through limited contact, giving special people special powers to interact with these humans, while those beings pertaining or actually pretending to be aliens who are mentioned as watchers in the Bible. It does speak about watchers, now. But the problem is they good watchers and bad watchers. The same thing here. This is why that they're going to deceive the very elect, if possible, that they are so in tune with the big picture. See, you're just getting part of the picture. But they're so in tune with the big picture, the overall picture, that their last hope is to deceive even the very elect to maintain, if you will, because until we come to full knowledge, until we acknowledge the Creator, till we all come to perfection, He's not willing that any of His people, His special ones, should perish. So therefore, He has to wait till we come up to speed. If, by chance, all of Yahweh's children on earth that He knew before the foundation of the world and had their names written on the Lamb's book had come over here to live in this environment, this hostile environment, controlled, run, and operated by the devil and his angels until they were removed from the earth and bound and kicked out of heaven and bound again and now soon to be released to come back where? They can't go back to heaven. Where's their golden opportunity. Where is the planet that the devil knows a lot about? That planet Earth. So they're coming back to the only place that will receive them in the whole of the heavens, and that's Earth. To do so, they've got to deceive even the very elect into thinking that they are Jesus Christ and his angels coming back to rapture out the righteous, to rain wrath and war with the wicked, and then, a short space, and then Yahweh's going to come back and destroy the devil and his angels. Well, that ain't the secret. Although it sounds good, that's what the false prophets are doing. They are appearing in the Bible, and scripturally they make a clear distinction between them and the others who are at, we're going to be told that there's others out there, and namely that Jesus has come back to rapture out the church. He will be the hero. He will be received as God. He will be sitting in the temple as God, and the mankind will have a period, if you will, of peace. The Bible says that the Antichrist is coming, not the real Christ, but the anti. It's hard to discern between the two because he's going to have so many tricks up his sleeve, miracles and signs and wonders, that even he's going to deceive the very elect. If it's possible. Many of the righteous Daniel referred to in the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel and the 12th chapter, that many of the righteous will fall. So Satan's got power. I mean, the righteous that fell before him, when they went up against him, they couldn't do nothing with it. The only one that ever beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven was Yahweh himself in a flesh body, the eternal God. Jeremiah will tell you that you need to be warned against these other gods who are not really gods. They'll come in as God, and gods. All the angels are going to say, we're superior to you all, which really they're not. They're made to serve us. But see, they've left that off. Instead of serving us, they serve themselves at our expense. We've been cheated because Christ told us, he said, you can do anything if you believe. Well, we've lost our vision. We've lost our faith. We've lost our purpose. And we've been dumbed down to serve the ones that should be serving us. Jeremiah 10. Verse 11, thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under those heavens that they claim to have made. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11, read it. Now, notice in the 15th verse as we continue, they are vanity and the work of error. In their time and in their visitation, they shall perish. Now, the scripture talks about this time of visitation. Sometime in the future, Yahweh will judge these gods who are not gods, but have made themselves gods. They left off serving the Creator. They certainly won't serve you. They're supposed to be messengers carrying messages to you and to assist you and to give you the glory. But they envied you and they envied the daughters and they begin to sexually intercourse and bring forth acts of their kind. And the earth got filled with such wickedness that Yahweh destroyed the first world. Genesis chapter 6. He brought the flood and destroyed. Now, who did he destroy? Well, this is going to surprise you. He didn't destroy the wicked, evil, because they all escaped. They didn't destroy the Canaanites, the seed of Cain. They're still here. They survived the flood. We can read about them even now. But nobody won't acknowledge that Cain's seed is still here. Cain's seed is of the devil, of the wicked one, Satan himself, who claims to be a god. Well, the others that fell in his likeness, they took them wives, and they habitated, and they intercoursed, and they brought forth children, men of renown, giants, both in a technical sense and in a knowledgeable sense. Behold, Isaiah 26, verse 21. I'm going to come in a visitation in the time to come. I promise you, I will come. The book of Ezekiel would tell you that in the 39th chapter. Isaiah 26:21 says, "Behold, Yahweh cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity." Satan is coming not to gather you together for good times, although you're going to be eating and drinking, being merry. He's going to have the good times rolling. But he's going to begin to let you know slowly. It's going to be a phased-in thing. First of all, we're going to be astounded when the governments are about to announce, or do announce, that we're not alone in this earth, that the earth is not the only inhabited planet. There's others out there. Get ready. We're going to meet them. Well, won't that be something? Won't that be a time? Notice this. Thus saith Yahweh, that made thee and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, Jacob. Fear not, for you are whom I have chosen. And I will pour water upon you that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring. Oh my. But I will destroy the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And it shall come to pass, Isaiah 24:21, in that day, saith Yahweh, I shall punish the host of the high ones. There they are. In the day that Satan is here upon the earth, dwelling, sitting in the temple of God, deceiving everyone on the earth except the ones whose names are written in the Lamb's book. That's when you're going to get your vibrational frequency back. You're going to open. He's going to open your eyes. He's going to reconnect your brain. And you're not going to be the scarecrow or the cowardly lion or the skipped Maloo lady. You're going to be Israel. United in power, and in prophecy you shall do exploits, and you shall expose these high ones that came from on high, the rebel angelic sons, and the kings of the earth who made union with them, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall be visited. In the final, absolute, get out of here, Satan. Get out of here, you iniquity that work iniquity. There will be a time in the future, very soon. In the third day he shall raise us up. That's a promise. We know if he don't come in the age of Aquarius, that he's got to come soon after the third day. He will raise us up in a time when He will punish the high ones that fell from on high, and the kings of earth who made league with him when they built him a temple. Now notice I said, when they build Satan, who they think they're building it for Jesus Christ. Because he's going to be so deceptive that the people say, well, you know, it's God. You know, it's our Savior. He's come. Let us build him a temple. We'll all go up to Jerusalem to worship him. And that's what they're going to do. Now, in Revelation, I've done give you this scripture, but to refresh your memory, Revelations 12 and 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels and prevailed not, neither was there found place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. At some time, ladies and gentlemen, right now in the near future, Satan and his angels, we're going to get word, this is how it's coming. I've preached this for over 45 years. And I'm still preaching it. It's not happened in 45 years. It may be another 45 or longer. But it's going to happen. Satan and his angels, the fallen ones, the despised ones, the iniquity ones, the ones that will come and make prisoners and slaves of the seed of Jacob. They will make prisons for them. In the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel, I hope and trust that you have time to read it tonight, to hook it to my message for you, the devil is going to be mad at the seed that has been stranded on earth, no way out, but to suffer to reign with him. You must be willing to suffer because Yahweh suffered. His seed is suffering. They have throughout from the first blood of Abel to the last one to shed his blood and made that head that's going to be given as John gave his, and none greater. We're still giving our blood freely. We're still being mistreated. We're king's children. We're princes. We belong to the royal king. We're Melchizedek priest. But we've been brought down to earth to suffer until the time when Satan and his angels will be imprisoned, and we obtain the kingdom. Praise Yahweh. It's coming. It's coming. Revelations 12 and 10. For the accuser of our brethren out of heaven, he was cast down, which accused our brethren before our God, Yahweh, day and night. Satan is currently imprisoned to a short interlude before he is given the privilege to come on down to earth and subdue it and take it and rule it with a rod of iron. He's coming. Everybody said, well, that's the Antichrist, Pastor Buddy. At the devil himself. You say, oh, the devil ain't got no body. Well, Yahweh made him. You didn't think he made him with a body because you're in his likeness. Did you know that they're just a little bit above you, made by the same creator? Did you know that the creator himself took a body like you and you're going to have a body like his glorious body? You know what his body looks like? Well, we know by the descriptive terms of the Bible, he wasn't good looking. So if you're looking for an Elvis Presley rock and roll, turn me on, you're looking at, that's what Satan was. He was the best looking guy in the garden. Satan fell in love with him. She should have fell in love with the tree of life. She fell in love with the tree of good and evil. She took upon herself a dual-natured mind. Thus, we have the right and left lobe of the brain. It's been disconnected from 10 of its appropriate receptors to receive the spoken word, not the written word. We are the word spoken. We're action figures. Now, Satan was allowed to accuse us day and night from the time that the law was delivered to Moses, and he had the run of the earth going to and fro until he was restrained, until he was taken off the earth, him and his angels, after the flood. There was a war. It happened right on up until Matthew. Listen to this now. We're still in a war, ladies and gentlemen. Today, the war is still going on in the heavens. A battle for your soul, for Yahweh's seed, between Yahweh's seed and between Satan's seed and between the fallen angels and the good angels. You're in camp somewhere tonight guarding your soul. Oh, I know. I've been delivered up many times by those who watch over you. Oh, my. If they didn't watch you day and night, Satan would kill you in a heartbeat if you did anything to promote the kingdom and tell the truth and reveal. Satan hates the prophets of Yahweh. He hated Yahweh. Satan is going to once again be loosed, and he's going to freely roam through the earth as the King of Kings. And he will present himself as God, and the people of the earth who do not know but are going to be deceived will worship him as God himself. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out to earth, he pursued the woman, that's Israel, Jacob, who bore the male child that was the Messiah made flesh, and those redeemed by him. And the woman was given two wings like a great eagle, that she might fly to a place prepared for her, and she is nourished for 1260 days, or 3.5 years. Notice, it is 3.5 years from 2012 until 2016. 3.5 days. Tribulation could start any time after 2012. That's going to be good times for the devil and his children. Good times. But he's going to have a clandestine, a sort of a hidden agenda. He'll say, well, there's some undesirables here on the earth, and we got to deal with them before we'll ever have any peace and safety. And then the Bible says when they begin to say that, then cometh sudden destruction. It's a time of Jacob's destruction. Satan will set about systematically killing, jailing, putting you in a dungeon, bringing you before tribunals, no mercy, shoot you on sight, hunt you down like a criminal. All you can think about is getting you another bag of silver and hiding. That ain't going to work. Better have something below the breastbone. You better be on your knees praying and fasting and seeking Yahweh. Silver and gold won't help you none. That'll be available for everybody in the time of trouble I'm talking about. The rebel angels are cast out of heaven, and the dwellers on high that we've read about, they're going to be here. And they're going to stay here for a short time. Now, that, like I say, that could be, I just don't want to get into that, because people say, oh, my God, he's bound to come in a year or two after that day. Could be a little bit longer. Now has come the salvation and the power of the kingdom. The accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them day and night before the throne. Now, let me tell you something. When Yahweh, like I said in part one of this series, when Yahweh the Savior, we call him Yahweh Shua, Yahweh the Savior. That's what that means. His name is not Yahshua. His name is Yahweh. His name never was Yahshua. The name Yahshua means Yahweh Savior. So, tell it like it is. The angel told it like it was, and yet we've got these who changed his name to Jesus Iesus. That is the deception that I talk about on WWCR. If you're following me over on WWCR, you know that I'm in a series over there of the name, the calendar, or the times that Yahweh set to worship, and the devil is there today with his false prophet. And those who love to deceive, even the very elect, and they're taking you out of the timeline to worship, you better get you a Bible. You better get you a calendar. You better get you a preacher that knows what he's talking about, and you better buckle down and get ready for what's coming. It's the Isaiah 26:19-21. It explains that the tribulation judgment on earth will commence at the point immediately after a certain celestial time event set in the heavens. So Satan and the government is now setting you up, preparing you psychologically to accept visitors from space, from outer space. They're going to say they're from. And they've lived in darkness for quite a while. For over 2,000 years, they've been bound. It's time to free them. It's time for them to come. Yes. Listen to this. Your dead body shall live with my dead body. They shall rise. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to visit iniquity and punish it on the dwellers of the earth. Yahweh is coming to visit the dwellers of the earth just after, if you will, the tribulation that we have to go through, and we have to be punished and whipped and beaten and imprisoned, because Satan is going to tell those on earth that there's someone out there that doesn't like him. Now, he's going to win them over hook, line, and sinker. With all of the power that they have embodied in them to deceive, they're going to convince through their miracles and signs. If you don't believe me, just read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul spoke of him that cometh to sit in the temple with all lying signs and wonders. You're believing these evangelists is doing nothing but setting up, getting ready. They're racking the cue balls and the balls on the pool table. We're fixing to have a game of snook. And if Satan snooks in and gets you, captures your soul and takes advantage of you and deceives you, along with these rebel angels degrading themselves when they left Yahweh and defied his orders and came down to earth to mate and to mix and to mingle the flesh of these celestial beings with the terrestrials, said unto the angels, you worship Adam and Eve. And they said, Satan, he'll be cast down to earth at the point of the tribulation. He will wreak havoc with the saints. But now, all the people on earth are going to worship him. That means that you're going to be depicted as the bad guy. You're going to be pointed out. You're going to stand out like a sore thumb. Yahweh's going to give you a breath, a neshama, deep down in your being, that you cannot hide who you are. And that day, Yahweh will visit the sea monster, the Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, and with his fierce and great and strong sword, even He shall use it on the twisting serpent, and he will slay the monster, which is in the sea. The sea represents the people. He's going to be dwelling right with them and having them deceived. Come, my people, go to your room and shut your door. For this is the end time. The days are coming, and the Son of Man shall exact as in the days before Noah entered the ark. He's coming to prepare a disaster for Satan and his angels, and those who have had interaction between the rebel angels and Satan and his fallen ones, as it was in Genesis 6, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days of Noah, they were mixing and mingling and deceiving the very elect, as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, immoral, they would not follow Yahweh. They defied even the bodies of flesh, corrupt, and they defied the laws of Yahweh. Notice what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a time of trouble, and such is the world has never seen. Now, I've got to get out of here tonight. My time is coming down far too soon. An hour just goes so fast. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. May Yahweh give you the blessing of Jacob. For as long as there is a sun and a moon in the heavens, there shall be a Jacob seed before Yahweh. We're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and he's coming soon to redeem those who stood true, those who fought a good fight, those who kept the faith, those who didn't deny his name, those that weren't branded with a false name that the devil is using to deceive the very elect. For he's coming back as Jesus Christ, be accepted by the Christian movement, who will believe a lie and be damned, who will not hear the word. They will not turn to the truth, provable by the prophets, who are despised, and hated, and cast down, and forsaken. But the devil loves the high seats. He looks very, very good where he sits. He loves the world. He loves the people of the world. Yahweh don't love the world. He don't love the people of the world. And if you love the world, the love of Yahweh is not in you. Come out from among them. Call me tonight. Tonight I'm sponsored by Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan. 1-800-253-2748. That's Brother Paul. 1-800-253-2748. Now you can call me at area code 423-351-1082. Give me a call. You can listen to me tomorrow night around the world on a Wednesday night. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, live on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. We'll see you tomorrow night. And if you'd like to write me, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And may the great Creator, who wrote this from the beginning, may he bless you going in, and may he bless you coming out. May he have sweet peace and grace towards you. And I hope that you make it through this great tribulation that's coming upon the earth to try everyone that is upon it. Yahweh is a blessing. Yahweh is a soon coming king. And Yahweh is the mighty one. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you.
Father.